We're talking today with Chet Roberts from ANCR Sundials and just add a .com on there, and you've got the website too. Chet, why sundials?
Well, the sundial was based on my wife's love of gardening. My wife's name is Audrey, and she loved gardening, and I wanted her to have something in the garden, so I thought, let's get her a sundial. Trouble is, when we went to the stores, we'd see one with a design we liked, but we didn't like the inscription, or an inscription we liked, we didn't like the design, so I thought I'd make her one. And that's when I discovered something really amazing. The sundials you buy in the stores are decoration only. They are not true solar clocks. To be a solar clock, your sundial has to track the actual motion of the sun in a relationship to exactly where your backyard is, by latitude and longitude. So when I started making Audrey's sundial, I actually did the mathematical formulas so that Audrey would have a sundial with her own inscription, and the inscription she chose was Time Began in a Garden, her own background, which happened to be an oak tree, and it's designed for where we live. You go out in the garden, look at it, it tells the time. One other quickie factoid. At the end of the 1800s, the railroads did something interesting to America. They put us on time zone. So a true sundial tells you true solar noon, but we don't live by true solar noon. We live in the Eastern time zone. So my sundials are also calibrated to compensate for the time zone you live in.
You talk about mathematical formulas. You talk about calibration. What is it in your background that takes you down that path?
I wanted to make my wife happy. My whole background is in broadcast television. Behind the camera. Some people say the farther behind, the better.
So is she happy?
She's delighted. But interestingly enough, when I designed the whole way of making the sundials, I thought gardeners would be the most interested buyer. It's not. It's people who want to give them as gifts. Because they're made out of cast aluminum with a personal inscription, they're like a permanent Hallmark card. When every person sees it, they're going to remember who gave it to them. And I've had any number of orders from people who want to give them on wedding anniversaries. I remember one of my first orders was from a bride who wanted to give it to her husband on their first wedding anniversary, and her inscription came from their wedding vows, "Let my heart be your shelter." And I thought, wow. Well, you got time for one more quick story?
Well, let me ask you this. How much off are we? Say it's high noon here in the daylight saving time, Eastern time zone. Well, how close to that is our correct sun time?
Well, if you were just to use solar time, where the sun is, typically you'll be within a half hour, okay? When you correct it, you'll be within a couple of minutes, because solar time, the actual motion of the Earth around the sun, is not the same as mechanical time. We impose mechanical time, the time we have on our watches and clocks, even the Apple Watch. We impose a formulaic process on that time telling that the universe does not recognize. For instance, we say a day is 24 hours long. It isn't. It's 23 hours, 56 minutes. So the sundial is telling the actual time. There's only four times a year when a watch and a sundial will agree exactly. I think it's April 14th, June 16th, September 5th, and December 25th. Four times a year, they're going to be right on the money. But the rest of the time, the universe is operating the way it does, and we're imposing on it our units of time.
There's always a debate about daylight saving or not. Where do you stand on that? Do you have an opinion one way or another?
You know what? It's all psychological. We still debate whether we should have daylight savings time at all. To tell you the truth, I think for people who work during the day, they enjoy the extra daylight in the evening. You know, just to sit in the yard and relax. So I am in favor of daylight savings time. I like the daylight at the end of the day, but there's probably a million moms out there saying, hey, I want it light out when my kids go to school. So it depends where you're coming from.
And if people want to learn more about what you do and how they can get one of these sundials, what's the best way?
The website is a wonderful place to start, ANCR Sundials, and I'll give you the secret code to that. ANCR stands for Audrey N. Chet Roberts. So it's ANCRSundials.com. If it doesn't come up right away, try putting www in front of it.